Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I am the only redistributionist of the truth, and I'm going to give you your fair share today. Well, the country as you know it, as it was designed, is now done. The system that our founders put together, which was to follow the Constitution and three equal but separate branches of government that each have their own specific role, is over. We no longer live in that America. That is done. The Constitutional Republic is now over. All right. Let me just play for you the president's comments yesterday in the Rose Garden as he took a victory lap after he won his...
We've worked to implement the Affordable Care Act. There have been successes and setbacks. But as the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course. And today, after more than 50 votes in Congress to repeal or weaken this law, after a presidential election based in part on preserving or repealing this law, after multiple challenges to this law before the Supreme Court, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. This morning, the court upheld a critical part of this law, the part that's made it easier for Americans to afford health insurance regardless of where you live. If the partisan challenge to this law had succeeded, millions of Americans would have had thousands of dollars worth of tax credits taken from them. For many, insurance would have become unaffordable again. Many would have become uninsured again. Ultimately, everyone's premiums could have gone up. America would have gone backwards. And that's not what we do. That's not what America does. We move forward. So today is a victory for hardworking Americans all across this country whose lives will continue to become more secure in a changing economy because of this law.
Chief Justice John Roberts, again, siding with the court's liberal wing, said in the majority opinion that Obamacare allows for residents of states that did not set up their own insurance exchanges to still receive subsidies to pay for their health coverage. Section 1311 of the Affordable Care Act says customers should receive subsidies through an exchange established by a state. That was the law as it was written, leaving the Supreme Court to decide how literal those words are, whether tax credits are restricted to customers in state-run exchanges, or if they federally run marketplace counts as well. The plaintiffs in the case had contended that the legislative language clearly means that tax subsidies to buy health insurance may only be available to states that establish their own health exchanges. Okay? That's the way it was written. That's the way the law was written. You understand? Now, one of the first things that I learned in law school was that the Supreme Court is supposed to call balls and strikes. Okay? They don't interpret the meaning of what is written. They look at what is written and they rule whether or not this is legal. Now, my immediate reaction to this is that the Chief Justice has yet again resorted to a nearly unheard of construction in order to save the statute. He went over to the dark side.
This is twice in a row.
Twice in a row. He did the same thing with whether or not Obamacare was a tax. The government hadn't even argued that it was a tax, and yet Roberts argued that it was a tax to save it. What do they have on this guy? What do they have on this guy? Do they have pictures of him having sex with underage children? Bestiality? What horrible things do they have on this guy? I mean, like I said, last time around, when the government said it was not a tax, and the challenger said it was not a tax, Roberts ruled that it was a tax, and that saved it. This time around, he took the plain meaning of ordinary words, which is very clear, established by the states, and somehow held that they were ambiguous, and that he could, and that the majority could, correct the ambiguity according to what they thought the drafters meant. Are you kidding me?
Words have no meaning.
Words have no meaning. Your gender has no meaning. Nothing has any meaning now. Telling you, we've gone down the rabbit hole. The republic, as you know it, is done. A constitutional republic. But I got to tell you, it had a good run. May she rest in peace. The court now, the Supreme Court now, is in the business of saving a statue in order to save its reputation. Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, has now undermined his own credibility as a fair-minded jurist, because I can't even say it. I don't even know what words describe why he did this. I mean, it really is bizarro.
I got a kick out of all the networks last night saying, parenthetically putting in conservative Justice John Roberts.
That's a joke. That's a joke. And of course, you know, Kool-Aid drinking Dana Perino, who all she does is she's the apologist for the Bushes, for George W., because, you know, of course, George W. Bush appointed Roberts. And she kept saying what a great pick he was, what a great justice he was yesterday. Again, like I've said before, she is the, she's just like George Stephanopoulos for the Clinton crime family, except she's for, she covers up the Bush family. Justice Scalia, though, wrote the dissenting opinion. He said that we might as well just call it SCOTUS care. Forget about Obamacare. Let's call it SCOTUS care. He said the somersaults of statutory interpretation that they have performed, meaning the court. One of the things he said that this will lead to the confusion of honest jurisprudence. And the case will publish forever the discouraging truth that the Supreme Court of the United States favors some laws over others and it is prepared to do whatever it takes to uphold and assist its favorites. He says it. The decision makes it parody of the Federalist Papers. He said it was quite absurd. He also said the case requires us to decide whether someone who buys insurance on an exchange established by the secretary gets tax credits. You would think the answer would be obvious, so obvious that there would hardly be a need for a Supreme Court to hear the case about it. I mean, it just goes on and on. We've got Bob Ney, former congressman out of Ohio from a talk radio news service out of Washington. Bob, I don't know what this administration has on the Chief Justice. They must have some incredible pictures, something on this guy. I mean,
it's amazing. I mean, you know, so they inadvertently wrote the words wrong. Try that on your IRS form. See what happens to you. Inadvertently. Write your name wrong. See what happens to you.
Very good point. Very good point.
Anything you write.
Anything. And, you know, they're supposed to. And imagine they would just interpret it. And they'd be like, he meant.
He meant to put another address. So,
he meant to put another address, another name.
But I thought, you know, Scalise in an unusual, yeah. I mean, literally, one of the most unusual dissenting statements I've ever seen, just really handed it to him and looked over and said, you know, this is SCOTUS care. Right in front of Roberts.
Right in front of Roberts, and Roberts kind of nervously smiled. He also said it was pure applesauce. That was one of the best ones.
You know, speaking of nervously smiling, and I wrote a piece on Talk Radio News. Ellen asked me my opinion, but this whole feigning of we're going to repeal it, we're, you know, this whole Republican. John Boehner was popping Merlot corks yesterday. He is privately happy.
Of course.
The political monkey's off his back. They haven't been able to dent this thing at all. And now they're going to send out fundraising letters. I mean, they need to be scathed a bit for this because they just could have done some things over the last couple of years to, you know, there's 100 ways to skin a cat in Congress. If you can't repeal something, you can surely torture it in Congress.
Well, they have the power of the purse, Congress, which they haven't used at all. And, listen, I agree with you. The Republican Party has largely been feckless, and they haven't come up with any kind of a solution. And I think that going forward, you can't just keep saying we're going to repeal it and replace it. You have to come up with a solution. And I think that anyone running now for the GOP nomination has to now come up with a solution, a plan. What's your plan? What exactly is your plan? To replace this thing.
Right. Replace, that's the right word, because it's here. The Supreme Court bowed, and it's done. So they have to tweak, replace, change, you know. But the outright appeal, you know, Jeb Bush started, I'm going to repeal it, you know, the first thing after my hands off the Bible. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. And Jeb Bush is,
Well, he's never going to have his hand on the Bible,
exactly.
First of all.
Thank you. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's the first thing I was thinking. Again, I think you're right. Going back to your point about Boehner, I think they're happy. I think that they were already, you know, they were going to be blamed for it. They're happy they're not going to be blamed for it. And it's just the most amazing thing that that Supreme Court has done this. Again, the first thing I learned in law school is that the Supreme Court is not there to interpret the intent of the writers of the law. It's black and white. That's always been the beauty of the law, for me as a lawyer, and as a legal scholar, I personally, that's the beauty of the law, that there are absolutes to the law. It's one way or another. There's no interpretation involved.
Right. And yet it's not what I meant. It's what I wrote that this court should look at. What did they write?
And this was a simple thing. They could have just sent it back.
Yes, exactly.
They had an out. They had an out, which was to send it back and say, hey, whatever you, and that would have been an out. That would have been fine. They could have kicked the can down the road, so to speak, not taking responsibility. So it's baffling to me that you have, and especially Roberts. But you know what, Bob, we've seen this throughout history where you have Supreme Court justices that turn. You know, you saw this with the Warren Court.
Sure.
You saw this with, you know, you see this with a lot of Supreme Court justices throughout history. This has happened. So, you know, we shouldn't be that surprised, Bob. So.
Well, it's just going to be fascinating because, again, they beat their fists down. They say, we're going to repeal it. I think that the right, the conservative arm of the party, will say, okay, guys, quit BSing me.
I agree. All right, I got to run, my man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Boy, if there's a song that's never been truer today, it's that one.
Oh, Public Enemy. Right, exactly. So, speaking of hype. Listen to the folks at MSNBC and what they had to say about Justice Scalia.
I mean, there is something that's very evident from today's decision, which is maybe the most important thing post-2016 is the court and who sits on it, right? I mean, I want to talk a little bit about Scalia and the language that he used in his dissenting opinion, apart from choice phrases like that's pure applesauce and not argy-bargy, that's a squeeze.
Argle-bargle.
Jiggity-poker.
So, but the bitterness and the vitriol, I mean, at one point he was like, this is an unnatural interpretation of the law. And I feel like the phrase SCOTUS care sort of revealed a deeply emotional partisan core that informs Scalia's decision making. And I wonder when you read that, first of all, what was your reaction? And then as we look at the core more generally, like how terrified should people be?
What a bunch of idiots.
You know what I'm terrified about? I am terrified about if there is a another Democrat. That's what I'm terrified about. And that's why it's so important this next election, because of the Supreme Court. Hopefully we'll get a Republican, unlike George W. Okay, hopefully we won't get another Bush.
I'm glad you qualified that.
Another moderate Democrat. Hopefully we won't get another one of those. There's nothing worse than a moderate. There's nothing worse than being in the gray zone. Okay? There's nothing worse than being in the gray zone. When I hear somebody say the gray zone. Really? That means you can't make a decision in your life. It means you're not about anything. That means you don't stand for anything. It is truly sad to see what's going on. It's truly sad. That now, you know, we used to rally around the flag. And now you've got people that are burning the flag.
Just thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah. And now you're apologizing for being American. You used to say, God bless America. You used to be proud of it. And now Americans are saying, yeah, I'm American, but don't hold it against me. And I apologize. And that starts from the man at the top. Okay, that's where that comes from. Beginning with the apology tour of Mr. Obama. So the White House says they are absolutely they're stunned. There's a new government probe that found that 24,000 IRS emails were destroyed relating to the targeting of Tea Party groups. And the White House still absolutely stands by Mr. Obama's previous assertion that there was no corruption at the agency. No corruption. There's 24,000 potential emails that were destroyed. It's a destruction of evidence. But the White House press secretary said, I'm not sure that's exactly what occurred, i.e. that they destroyed them. There's not a smidgen of corruption there. Imagine again if you did that. Imagine if you were subpoenaed. And you said to the IRS, well, I lost those emails. And imagine if you were investigated. They would find those emails, no problem. We've got a caller from Coral Gables, Florida. Philip, thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for calling.
Well, you know, I don't know why the media hasn't talked about this, even talk radio. You know, Wayne Allyn Root got his IRS file, and we now know that Ron Wyden was pressuring the IRS to go after him. We now have the smoking gun, but I haven't even heard Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity talk about this, and it just happens that it's getting to the point now. If we can't even define marriage, who a boy is, if we can't even, I understand, now there's Iranian agreement. If this doesn't prove that the White House is in a conspiracy to take down this country, I don't know what does.
Yes, listen, you make a great point, and that's why I said at the top of the show, Republic is
dead.
Is
we
dead,
don't have
done.
A country anymore.
No, it's done. And look, you know, we thought, conservatives thought that, okay, we're gonna win, it's gonna be a split decision. We're gonna win this Burrell versus King case, and then you're gonna lose on the gay marriage issue. But,
well, they're gonna come after the churches and shut them down.
There's no
doubt about that. And then,
obviously
the next thing is, we now have the Pope recently met in the Vatican with this woman, Bononi or Bonono, mm-hmm. who's performed 10,000 abortions, one with a bicycle pump, wants conscientious objector status taken away from healthcare workers and wants euthanasia. And when he speaks to her, he doesn't say like Mother Teresa did that, you can't have peace as long as you have abortion. He talks about arms dealers and has kids chanting. No wonder Raul Castro is becoming a, says he'll become a Catholic. They're doing all the moving, not him.
You're absolutely right, and you bring a good point up, which is the Iranian nuclear deal. The Iranian nuclear deal.
We're giving them everything they want.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that deadline is quickly approaching. I think they're probably going to go beyond the deadline, but deadlines mean nothing to the administration.
And then we have this whole thing with Ukraine is about the BRICS are going to the banking system is going to replace the New York London axis. This is. Have you ever heard of Rick Wiles, if he does the broadcast, True Without the E-News?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's his website. It's a very good, he talks about a lot of things going on in this country. And as he basically says, America's not coming back, but Jesus Christ is. I don't think there's any hope of bringing this country back. The people vote. They seem to want handouts. Or if anyone who would, if these people are rising up to Hillary, why anyone would vote for her, I don't know.
Well, look, you give people free stuff, they like it. They like free stuff. And also, the left has always believed that America is bad, fundamentally that America is bad. And you're seeing this now. And again, this is the dream of
And now we have the two sons of Rupert Murdoch want to make Fox more like CNN. That's really going to work out, isn't it?
That's going to be great for their ratings. All right, Philip, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Okay.
This is part of the dream of the left, which is this faculty lounge belief that America's fundamentally bad. It's an imperialistic power that's become successful on the backs of other nations. And this is the fruition of it. This is exactly what they want. And you've seen this with domestic policies, with foreign policy, with this quote-unquote leading from behind.
I think the behind is leading.
Yeah, well, it's what Mr. Obama and those of his ilk want. You see, they don't want the United States to be a world power. They don't want the United States to be a leader in the free world. They want the focus to be on things like global warming. Global warming is the most important issue. By the way, we've got reports now that we're entering we've entered into a cooling phase now.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that earlier this week. The sun is cooling down, and some of the scientists are now saying we may have another mini ice age.
Well, they said that back in the mid 1970s, if you recall, the cover of Time and Newsweek had the coming ice age. That was 1975. Coming ice age. And then the narrative changed to global warming. And then when they knew that there was actually no warming going on, they changed the nomenclature to climate change. Because that's an all-encompassing thing. That's like being progressive. Climate change is all-encompassing. So is being progressive. Don't you like progress? Okay. Don't you like clean air and water? Don't you like puppies? Again, you speak in these platitudes, which is what the left is great at. That's what you get. And I want to say one more thing about this Obamacare. You know, this has been shoved down our throats about how, you know, this has been so good for so many people. 8 million people are now under Obamacare. 8 million people. A country of what? 320 some million?
Yep.
Or is it more than that? We don't even know.
That's about right.
We don't even know because there's so many illegals here. We don't even know. We can't even count them.
And they had to kick off 6 to 8 million people to implement it.
Right. So, to me, it's a loss, but we changed the whole system because of that. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
More Edward Woodson comes your way. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky. A gruesome ISIS terrorist attack in France. An American-owned company called Air Products targeted by radical Muslim terrorists. The two men busting through a gate with a car, then storming the building, setting off explosives and causing a fire in the factory. Then beheading a man. The French Interior Minister says his head, covered with Arabic writing on it, put on a fence at the gate as an ISIS flag raised nearby.
Well, I think it's disgraceful.
Targeting Trump. The president of Univision posting a picture of the Republican candidate on Instagram, comparing him to the South Carolina racist killer. Here's the Blaze Radio's Greg Moore.
The president of Univision's programming and content comparing Trump to Dylann Roof, the gunman accused of killing 9 people.
The Supreme Court rules in favor of Obamacare. Justice Roberts siding with the liberals. The Blaze Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
President Obama speaking after the U.S. Supreme Court rules 6-3 in favor of upholding taxpayer subsidies in Obamacare. The case focusing on nearly 36 states that have not set up health insurance exchanges.
Millions of Americans would have had thousands of dollars worth of tax credits taken from them. For many, insurance would have become unaffordable again.
White House candidate and Republican Senator Marco Rubio disappointed in the ruling.
I disagree with their decision. I believe Obamacare is bad for Americans, bad for the country.
Despite the high court's ruling, Rubio says he hopes it doesn't mean Obamacare is here to stay.
The president scheduled to attend a funeral service in South Carolina today for the preacher murdered inside his church. He is one of the 9 people killed. The Blaze Radio's Brad James with the story.
The focus of the speech will be on celebrating the life of Reverend Pinckney.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest. The First Lady will accompany the president. The White House says all the victims were remarkable people who inspired others by the way they lived their lives.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio. Fate of an Iraqi pilot training in southern Arizona still unknown after that F-16 crash near Douglas Wednesday night. Witnesses say it looked bad.
And that's when I turned to my right and noticed the first, like, fireball. And then right after that, you saw the second within that same, like, fireball go up higher. And you saw the third.
Air National Guard confirming the wreckage of the F-16 was found near the Mexico border. The pilot, an Iraqi who'd been training in the U.S. for the past 4 years. U.S. Supreme Court could rule as early as today on a couple of issues affecting Arizona, whether state lawmakers or citizens have the authority to redraw congressional district boundaries. Mary O'Grady is with the Independent Redistricting Commission.
More and more states have looked at and are looking at the role of commissions in redistricting to deal with the problem of gerrymandering.
High Court also could rule on whether same-sex marriage is constitutional. Diamondbacks lose to the Rockies, 6-4 in Colorado. Geico weather, more extreme heat and a chance for thunderstorm activity. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of a foundation for a better life. Well, we've got the usual suspects on this Friday, gang. Look for some slowing eastbound I-10 around 59th Avenue through 27th Avenue. You'll also find delays southbound I-17 from Northern through Camelback. And also look for some southbound State Route 51 from Shea to Coulter. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for the rest of the morning, we've got partly cloudy skies and a low near 84. As we head into the day, it'll be sunny and hot with a high near 111. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 85. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 110. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low near 85. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. I'm Ron Pritchard from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently we're at 90 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson comes up on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. We've got Mike Opelka from The Blaze. Mike, it is a sad day today. We're mourning the loss of the Republic.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Things really changed. Well, I think we should be mourning the loss of Congress because it seems to be official now. The branch that writes the laws is no longer writing the laws.
No, there's no. Clearly the executive branch has taken over the two other branches, and the judiciary is afraid of the executive branch. And you know, this falls right into the whole conspiracy, all the conspiracy theories about that Justice Roberts being blackmailed.
I don't know if I can follow that. I think these are this has become an advocate court. But I don't know if I could bite that whole conspiracy theory about Roberts being blackmailed.
No, I'm not saying
just think,
it's true.
I think they think
true.
More about their legacy and they think about advocacy.
I'm not saying it's true, but what it does is it lends some type of credence to these people that say that. Because look, I'm going to tell you right now. One of the first things that I learned in law school, in constitutional law, which you take your first year, was that, the Supreme Court, what they do is they call balls and strikes, okay? A lot has been said about that. And what they're now doing is they're trying to interpret the intent of who writes the law instead of just reading the law. They're supposed to read the law. It's very clear what the law says.
It certainly is, and this is, like you said, they're interpreting intent, which is not their job.
No.
But I think this is gone. We can't undo this. You can't unring this bell, but you can say this is why 2016 matters and why it has to change, because that's the only hope to put restrictions on Obamacare. And we know that 2016 is the year some of the most heinous parts of this law come into effect. They brought the candy first. Now they're expecting everyone to pay for it, and then the Obamacare noose will start tightening after that.
Well, here's what kills me with this, okay? You know, the administration talks a lot about so many people are enrolled, and it's changed so many lives. We're talking about 8 million people, okay? We're talking about 8 million people in a country of, what, 320-some million people?
Well, and they keep saying 16 million because there were several million that were forced into it because they were, they were lied to about if you like your plan, you can keep your plan because those plans were then legislated into obsolescence. But I do like the Texas congressman who said, hold on a second, if SCOTUS loves this law so much, and I'm paraphrasing, why don't we make them beholden to it?
No, none of them are. None of them are. That's
well, he wants to get their exemption removed.
That's the crazy thing about it. And look, here are the facts, okay, because I like to deal with facts. The facts are is that insurance premiums have gone sky high, okay? Your deductibles have gone up. Doctors, because I know I've got a good friend of mine that's in healthcare that works for one of the largest carriers. Okay, and doctors are dropping off; they can't find doctors. Okay, that's a fact. Okay, and
And it's gonna get worse.
Of course, it's gonna get worse because doctors are gonna go. You know what? I'm not down with this. It's not worth it for me anymore. And then there was just an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, about how people are just foregoing it. They're just going
paying out of pocket because it's cheaper to just pay out of pocket.
Yeah, the deductibles that have skyrocketed are more than offsetting any benefit from what they say are cost controls. And it's really hurting people. And as typical, people think, oh, I got something free. Well, A, there's nothing free, and B, it often takes time for people to realize, hey, wait a minute, we're paying a lot more for this. This is the frog in the boiling water. And that's kind of the metaphor for the country right now. If you look at the reality that Obamacare appears to be kind of bulletproof unless there's a change in the White House. And you look at the other ruling about social engineering of neighborhoods, which I find even more disturbing, that this fair housing stunt that has been pulled. People don't understand. And once the gay marriage rule comes down, and I truly believe this court has shown its inner workings, and they're going to follow the gay marriage thing, that has so many more ramifications beyond gay marriage. People just don't understand. Every federal form will have to be changed.
No, there's no question. I mean,
because gender is gone.
Well, gender is gone. It's about how you feel. Gender's gone. Nationality's gone. Nothing matters any longer.
Well, that's TPAA gave us the lack of. Now nationality and sovereignty is pretty much out the door with this authority that's just been granted to the president. And if anyone disagrees with how America does business overseas, that country or company will be allowed to sue, and the world will decide if we're fair, and they can enact penalties and or fees. And it's really all of this happening in light speed this week.
Well, look, here's the thing about the TPA, and this is going to come back to bite Democrats. And I've been saying this for a while. Basically, what TPA was, it's an up and down vote. And guess what? Republican president is going to be able to use that. So, hello.
That's true. So. But we have to, before that to happen, there has to be a Republican president.
Exactly. And I just talked about that. And hopefully we won't have a moderate Democrat like
Jeb.
Yeah, like Jeb.
Oh, did I say that?
Well, I said it as well, because, you know, that would be the dream ticket for the left. Right. Hillary and Jeb together. And it doesn't really matter what order you put them in, whether president, you know, president.
Yeah, then you get the evil of two lessers.
Exactly. But it's surprising to me. Actually, it's not surprising to me. What's surprising to me is the media's reaction. They're like, oh, no, Donald Trump is a close second in New Hampshire. And also, Bernie Sanders is gaining on Hillary in New Hampshire. I'm going to tell you right now, I won't be surprised if Bernie Sanders wins New Hampshire, because being that he's from Vermont.
Well, he certainly closed the gap. He's now down within 8 points, and he's picked up so many of those Elizabeth Warren voters that this is going to prove to be a real trouble for Hillary. She's actually going to have to come out of the training camp and get into the game much earlier than she thought, and I think that her personal health is going to weigh on that. And Sanders was quite clear. I don't know if you saw him yesterday on Morning Joe, or if you saw his response to Claire McCaskill attacking him on Morning Joe. I thought that was fascinating, that he said, I've never been so attacked by a colleague. And you've got a Democratic senator saying he's never attacked by the media. No one ever calls him a socialist. Sanders came out and said, every article I've seen calls me a socialist.
Exactly. And he makes no bones about it. He constantly talks about how he's a socialist. And
that's what you have to love about him. He's honest.
Exactly.
And he will win or lose based on his honesty, as opposed to so many other candidates we have today. So this is fascinating to me. I'm thrilled that it's starting to come up, that Hillary has some serious and legitimate challenges she has to face. The questions have to be answered. So in the face of all the distressing SCOTUS decisions, I think that ultimately there is competition that we're seeing. There is some reality squeezing its way into the conversation.
I think Bernie Sanders is going to get a lot of traction in the Democrat Party, and I think that Donald Trump is going to get a lot of traction in the GOP. I'm going
to I just got a note from a friend who said Trump is speaking to one of the largest conservative groups in California, and I'm talking massive group. And they had a small, not a small, but they had a limit on the tickets, and I believe the announcement happened yesterday. I believe they're virtually sold out.
Listen, he speaks, and I said this to somebody the other day, he speaks to a lot of people that can't stand Washington, that are sick and tired of the same old in Washington, that don't like politicians.
Well, have you seen the Trump piñatas in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have to get one.
Dude, he's I'm going to tell you, love him or hate him, he's awesome, and at least he speaks the truth.
Trump, let me ask you this. If you were Donald Trump, would you put a Trump pinata on your election website and sell it?
Absolutely.
First thing I would do, I would call Mexico and say, "Let's go, let's make a couple thousand of them. We'll sell them."
Absolutely, there's no question. And you know, all these other guys are clowns. You know, you got all these people coming out of the woodwork running that have no chance whatsoever. I mean, George Pataki. Bobby Jindal. I mean, I'm sorry. They don't have a chance.
Well, I like Bobby.
I've talked to Bobby.
I don't know, like you, I don't know what he's thinking, because it would be a mountain for him to climb barefoot to get to that nomination. But maybe he thinks he's got vice presidential timber.
Maybe. Or maybe he thinks he's going to up his speaking fees, okay?
Could be. But he's got, you know, he also has no fear of projecting who he is, his faith, everything. And when he changes his mind on something, or flip-flops, as some would say, he hangs it out there and goes, yeah, well, I changed. It's the same thing Obama did when he said, I evolved on gay marriage.
But I
don't have a problem with Jindal. I don't have a problem with Fiorina. Trump's interesting to me. He's kind of the Perot angle. He's got enough money to ride out whatever a storm he wants to face, and could even go independent.
No, I think he's gonna get more traction than Perot, because Perot was kind of a nut job. But
hey. Now see here, you got a bunch of people in $1,000 shoes and alligator suits running up and down the halls of Congress.
Oh man, that was awesome. All right, I got to run, brother.
Have a great weekend. Right, we'll see you Monday.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. A $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
Skytech Security and Automation, can I help you?
Yes. Your website, freealarmequipment.com, says I can update my home and business burglar alarm system equipment for free. And it's the brand new cellular technology with smartphone and tablet access. Is this true?
Yes, it is. FreeAlarmEquipment.com is giving away home and business alarm systems valued at $1,295 for free.
Okay, that sounds great, but what's the catch?
As long as you use our 5-diamond monitoring of burglar, fire, and medical assistance services for only $49.99 per month, the equipment, activation, and installation is absolutely free.
Wow, only $49.99 a month for all that? My neighbor doesn't have a system. Can he get one?
Absolutely. We'll give him free equipment, and all he has to do is pay the monthly monitoring. So upgrade your home alarm equipment today. Go to freealarmequipment.com or call 602-621-2146. That's 602-621-2146. freealarmequipment.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
So the question is, are we going to go full ISIS and destroy all of our history? Amazon just stopped selling the Confederate flag, and that's fine. You know, you can do that. But they're still selling Nazi memorabilia. Okay? You can get Nazi memorabilia, commemorative Nazi memorabilia on the site.
Or like you said yesterday, Che Guevara or Mao Zedong or Stalin.
Uh-huh. Or Hitler. That's okay. Dude. Crazy town. Speaking of crazy town, I don't know what's going up in upstate New York. These guys are still on the run. I think it's day 21 today.
It is.
They cannot catch these guys. They're now the new folk heroes, convicted murderers that are on the run. So on Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough kind of got into it. She was trying to be serious, and Joe Scarborough had all these double entendres going on. Let me just play this for you. It was almost
okay, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Joe. Joining us on set, managing editor of Bloomberg Politics.
What were they doing? What were the Mika? What was going on up at that prison?
Well, there's new developments. There's another arrest.
There's a dude putting stuff in meat.
Who amongst us has not put power tools in meat?
Well, yeah, but you know what? I do that as sort of a way to spark conversation.
But now we're getting closer to what happened.
Willie, nobody did this for us when we were in Turkey circa 1970.
We had to break ourselves out.
I'm not laughing yet. Yeah. There are two killers on the run, guys.
Yeah, Imus is cheering for the killers, by the way.
Imus is cheering for the killers?
Imus says they're so crafty they deserve to go free.
Oh, okay. Really? That's just sick. Thank you.
You're laughing about it. But seriously, what's with these people? This lady's like, she's in this canned heat love triangle with these guys and this dude. What's is he banging them too? Like, what's going on with these people?
What?
What you're referring to, Joe, is a second prison employee having been arrested yesterday.
Yeah.
And implicated in the escape.
What?
You meant like banging the power tools against the wall?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Okay, good, because that is absolutely what you meant.
That is what
and I
meant.
I don't want to talk about
it. Because it clangs. Willie, what's that about? No, seriously, what are they doing up there?
They need a complete and thorough investigation of their security policy. It is amazing, though, it's been 3 weeks now that these guys this close to the prison, presumably still on foot, with this many people looking for them, have eluded authorities.
Yeah.
There are more hen houses and outhouses.
So we'll have an update. And
like
that
Kurt
will be
Schilling,
on a single shot.
Got a bloody sock involved here, too.
And Joe's mic cut. So we're going to get
to talking about
now.
You. Can't they hear that at night?
No, I'm not. No.
Banging at night? You can't hear that?
I want no part of this.
Okay, thank you, Willie. Absolutely. Stop. Okay. So can we do politics? Because there's interesting new polls. This is going to be all on Halperin.
They're saying there's a lot of drilling. There's a lot of drilling going on for them not to hear.
be able to cut through that?
Dan Norwick is in your ear, and he is telling you.
To be able to cut through it. Well, let's talk politics. The Democratic race for president.
You know, he just went totally off script. The producers are probably freaking out in his ear. You know, we don't have to worry about that here. My goodness. He went off the reservation there, right? And the best was Mika Brzezinski. She's just trying
to keep a straight face.
If you see the video, she's, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook later so you can go check it out. I mean, she's just incredulous. She can't believe it. She's disgusted.
A bit incensed.
With Joe Scarborough for suggesting that there was banging going on and drilling. Is that a banned word, by the way? I don't think so.
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, but I got to tell you, man, this, as the days go on, and I resisted talking about this for a while, but now I can't help it. I mean, this is becoming one of my favorite stories here. Oh, where are these guys, Tweedledee and Tweedledum here, that are allegedly have been cited together? They got to have some help. I'm going to tell you right now, there is a larger conspiracy here. They have to have some help. There is no way, okay, that they just had this one dopey chick helping them. Okay. And I guarantee you they had no plans of taking her. So they were just saying that. And here's the thing. How is it that these guys got into the honor block? They're cooking up burgers in their cell, okay? And they're getting laid, like, all the time.
I'll tell you how they did it.
Say hello to my little friend!
Are you kidding me? These guys are getting laid more than you and I put together, dude. I mean, seriously, what's going on in prison? And, really? It's amazing. She says she admitted that she had sex over 100 times with them. Really? 100 times? My God. And they're making like cheeseburgers, you know, in the cell. And then they said it was not uncommon for inmates to cook in their cells. What is going on at this prison is what I wanted. And it's a maximum security prison, and they're in the honor wing. I mean, one of the guys shot a cop, and the other one killed his boss and cut him up into pieces and dismembered them. That gets you into the honor wing in a maximum security prison at the Clinton Correctional Facility, where, by the way, that's where Tupac was. Anyway, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. If you want to listen to a portion of the show or the other past shows, go to woodsonarchive.com. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Have you looked in your jewelry box lately? If you're like most people, chances are you'll have all kinds of jewelry, gems, and diamonds that you no longer wear, or watches that no longer work. If these items would be more valuable to you as cash, come to London Gold, the jewelry store that smart shoppers have trusted for over 30 years. With today's high prices for gold, now is the time to let London Gold buy from you. Stop by one of our 3 valley-wide locations, where our precious metal specialists are always on hand to evaluate your items. We will carefully test and examine each piece to determine its weight and current market value. Then we will make you an offer. If you accept, we'll pay you on the spot. And there's never any pressure to sell. Walk away anytime. No charge, no hassle. And if by chance something catches your eye in our showroom, take advantage of our 20% bonus offer towards a new purchase. Imagine, in one visit you can trade in old style for new ones and take home cash to boot.
London Gold. It's the best.
From the realms of astronomy, space.
Aviation. This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy, viewing the moon. With this beautiful full moon this last weekend of November, as you look skyward, think about this. Would it be possible with an Earth-based telescope?